The Rise Guys Morning Show.
They should do this one at seventh inning stretch instead of the old one.
Everybody get up.
Caroline!
Mighty fine.
Somewhere half the time, then the other half. Even though you need a golden calculator to divide and realize that real guys
roll real
down to Mars, girl. I know you like to think your spit don't stink, but wait a little bit closer, see the roses really smell like boo boo boo. Yeah, roses really smell like boo, boo, boo.
They actually smell nice. Nice stores.
I know you like to think your spit don't stink, but wait a little bit closer to say, roses really smell like boo, 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 boo. Yeah.
Roses really smell like boo, 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 boo.
Yeah. Caroline, she's the reason for the word bitch.
Bitch.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Crash into a ditch.
Just playing. We owe Outkast some money now.
What a good song.
I know. We were talking about. What are they doing now?
Well, yesterday was Dre 3000's birthday. Dre 3K. That's what I call him. Like the thing.
Yo, bitch.
We can't do the whole
one. I thought you said bitch right there.
God. Isolate. Are you going to leave that on the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Without the music?
Just going to hear us singing. Whatever you call it when you sing without music.
Acapella.
That's it.
The thing goes ish. I always love when they would... It's like they were doing like Pig Latin. They would take the T off and then spell it backwards. Ish.
Yeah, like when Missy Elliott did the reverse thing. We didn't know what that was.
If you know, no, 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 no. I don't like Big Boy's part on this part.
You know, really?
It's kind of like not needed. He should have just sang along with Dre 3K.
I like more Big Boy stuff. Like, if I had to pick one.
Yeah, but I mean on this song.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the rap stanza is not needed.
I don't know if I like him splitting it up. Like, you do one CD and I'll do the other.
Speaker box.
Yeah. Like, I like the Stankonia, Quimini, like, when they
were
together.
Yeah, but what's the anthem with UGK? Like, both of them, the God bless, boy. I know we're white, but still, that's some down music.
Rest in peace, Pimp C.
Damn it.
Big Bun's still with us. I got his card.
Smell like boo,
somewhere.
Boo.
Somebody who stole my Big Bun's card? It was personalized. Somebody took it.
No way.
Yeah. Where's that?
It was, God bless.
I had a Stanley Morgan autographed card that Grim Rico got for me. And I had an autographed Big Bun's card.
I got that for you. Yep. And it was personalized, and he's dead.
Oh.
Well, Pimp C's dead, right? Big Bun's still with us.
Oh, okay. Well, I overpaid then. I bought it thinking he was dead.
He's the one that Big Pimp that goes, did his mother know we carry more heat than a little bit?
Now, one thing I will say, and I understand 99.9999% of you don't care about this.
No, but it
was, last I saw it, you would take, it was in a top loader, like you put a ball card in, and you had a thumbtack going into the bottom.
It wasn't
into the Lucite or acrylic, but it was actually like positioned it against. I bet you they took it down when they did the new studio. And maybe,
oh, the rap. I've only got a few ball cards. I got my Mitzi Kramer Clemson card because she looks like somebody we used to work with. I got my Edge wrestling card.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be autographed, but he didn't show up.
Yeah.
I got my Jose Canseco because he's topless. You know, Paige likes to look at that one.
I gave you that one because it's the Dream Team card, and it's like one of the, and I don't say this with any hate, but it's like the gayest card ever made. Because he's like, it's for little boys. Think about that, Epstein. You go through, your kid bought a pack of 91 score, Paige. Show her that card. Your kid's sitting there, he's like, oh, with the gum.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
He looks hot.
Like, hot. I know.
For some reason, I got a Tim Crabtree.
We wonder why kids ended up.
He's got a nice
Only thing I've got left over here that I have a 89 Pro Set Jack Buck, just because it's funny.
Oh, legend.
He's giving thumbs up in the picture. I have a Jug Buck, and then I have one of my most favorite non-valued card. It's a 87 Tops, 87 Tops card of Rich Yett. His name is, I mean, look, Y-E-T-T, Rich Yett.
Rich
so I put
yet?
It there as kind of a financial kind of motivator.
That's
kind of
fun.
Rich yet? Yeah, I have one in my car, too. Rich I keep yet? Them around as kind of a,
why would you
a
not-
feng shui kind of money.
Put it out to the universe.
Why would you not take the Jug bobblehead? That's still there. But you took my Stanley Morgan card and my Bun B card.
Yeah, I don't know where my cards went. Oh, wait.
I got like Jug Corner over here. I got autographed picture, bobblehead.
I was going to say, I gave Paige a Dennis Eckersley card because she made love to him one time.
No,
she
I didn't.
Did. Well, you did.
You would never tell us if you did. B.B. King, you almost
you
did.
You watched him no, through a window.
But you couldn't close the deal.
You fancied yourself. But,
no, I didn't. None of the above.
B.B. King said, if your legs keep walking, I am too.
He said whatever. He would follow her anywhere.
Oh,
she should have went to the bathroom.
Dennis, I met his wife. She's very nice.
Hey, what a fun. You know what? You should
have. I never met him.
Here's some. If a man ever says that to you, like, from what I see behind you, woman, I'll follow you anywhere. You know, depending on the situation, like, give it back to him. You know what I'm saying?
Like I should have in the green
room. We're going to your ex-wife's house.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, we're going on a time machine of the 1800s. Ha ha, take that.
So when I said it to B.B. King,
that could have been for A's.
Could have been.
My spiel, welcome to Oakland. This is KTVU. And
hello, Paige.
2 at noon. Follow me to the green room. And he goes.
Was he riding a scooter? Because he never stood up toward the end. He was always seated.
He was with his entourage.
Did you see Rob Inario's little scooter he's got? It goes 90 miles an hour.
No.
That son of a bitch. As long as law keeps being law, he will make a lot of money.
BB's in there playing, I'm tuning up my guitar. Hello, Paige. How you doing?
Hey. And what's up?
He said, darling, I'd follow you to the ends of the earth. With legs like that, I'd follow you to the ends of the earth.
So he was a flat earther.
He was.
BB was a flat earther.
I'm BB King, and you could be BB Queen for big boobies.
This world, no, it ain't round, no, flat as a pancake, like Batman's ass.
I took them all to the green room.
All?
His entourage, yeah, like a bunch of people.
How big was that posse?
I don't remember how many people.
I bet a huge posse.
But I said, do you need coffee? You need anything? There's a bar right here.
Somebody said,
hey, we want some posse.
Somebody say.
And I said, I'll come get you when you go on.
Yeah. What if you said, Paige, I need you to pick me up.
Help me out of my chair, Paige.
That was my job. I'd be like, okay, I'll pick you up.
Nah, I might be butt ass naked when you walk back in here.
I'll roll you into the studio, but we can't go until they tell me to.
I want you to come with me. Would you come with me to church, Paige?
Sure. Be happy to go.
Because I go to the mosque over there on Epstein's Island. So join me on Sunday morning.
No.
I don't think
BB was into that.
I hope he's not on the list.
Totally making a joke about that. Although some of the names on the list are still kind of odd. It's very episodic the way that slowly releases that combined. Are we on UFO Day or Epstein Day?
Exactly.
As far as the
we're not even half of the files released yet.
I know. It's so like a Netflix show.
It is.
It really is.
There's like, even...
We don't want to give it all to them at once because people will stay up all night reading this. They won't go to work. We got to keep them like the sheep that they are. Make them go work. And then that evening, press conference, new UFOs. Yeah, okay, well, let's order pizza. Let's go through this new disclosure.
In New York, there's that place where you can walk in and see like a vault of all the files, but you can't read them unless you have the Freedom of Information. If you sue for it, then you can read some of them. But
do you have to sue to get that?
You have to go to court.
See,
for
that's
it.
What I was saying about the law.
You might, well, if there's no investigation, then they won't deny the FOA.
When you have to, you couldn't just walk in and look at files.
Why
like that.
Isn't it an FOIA?
Well, that's what it is. I missaid it.
Oh,
but if there's an investigation,
FOA?
They'll say, well, we can't release them.
Yeah.
But you know, in 4 years, they're all going to get released anyway.
They just
anyway.
Wait for. I've seen the numbers. Most people that care about, whether it be like, Watergate or Iran-Contra hearings or whatever, they look at that most people that give a damn about it are in their mid to late 50s. And what they do is they wait for those mid to late 50s people to be dead or senile or just at the very end where they don't have any passion, not passion, but they don't have that same to fight the system.
The vigor.
Anymore. Yeah, exactly. Hang on, man. I haven't leaving it alone. And then they, you're like a devil. But
like a devil.
White devil. But then they wait for those people to not care anymore. And then all the people left in the middle are the conspiracy theorists. Say, you know, my grandpa used to say this, that, or, oh, bull crap. Well, my grandpa's dead, he'd tell you. And then you don't care anymore.
You know, some say now, you know, Pam Bondi was the big protector because she's in there too. Allegedly. I don't know.
And see, even that, like, you think about, like, the big wigs buying all the you know, channels and the platforms and stuff. Like, I think now they're using, literally using politics as a reality show that we're all watching. And we kind of, oh, you don't watch? Oh, you don't care about world events? You're not. It's like when there were three channels. You didn't watch Brady Bunch last night?
What's wrong with you?
Jackass. What's wrong?
By the way, you can't say wigs unless you're talking about hair.
Oh, okay, my bad. I wasn't talking about any kind of stolen culture or anything like that. My God.
Who knows when we'll see the rest of them?
I don't know.
Look, there are people calling for, like, complete uncensored release of everything, unredacted videos too.
But see,
but that's, like, not fair to the victims.
Don't you also think, though, that, oh, you mean with the photos of the kids?
Photos, videos, everything unredacted.
Those people could be, think about this strange thing. The people that are fighting for the Freedom of Information Act and all that, they want the photos unredacted. What if they are pedophiles in sheep's clothing and just want to see more naked kids?
You know, they could be.
I mean, like, for real. You look back to freaking Maxwell's dad, the guy that still, I was reading or listening to something yesterday. I was talking about, like, you know, they never found his body. Like, that dude's still alive. Like, he fell off his yacht taking a piss. No, that's the story.
That's the headline?
Yeah, well, I didn't say that, but it was, I'm not even joking. He was standing on his yacht taking a whiz and fell overboard. They never found the body. Suddenly, the guy that's got all these international sanctions against him, they can't find his body. The guy that owned the publisher for most of American educational books.
You know, if he would have done that in a public street in San Francisco, he wouldn't have got arrested, by the way.
No, he wouldn't have. They would have done a parade around him.
KV1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
See if this one brings back member berries. Early days of the internet.
It's not Hamster Dance. I remember that one. Was this in the background when you threw the gerbil in the microwave?
No,
oh
God.
This is the one where, like, the guy's sitting there and he's kind of like trance dancing, and then his brother walks in the room.
Oh, hang on now.
And he's like, not like that. His brother walks in the room and he's like, takes off his hoodie, and then all of a sudden they start dancing, like, what is it called when they do it? Not symmetrical. What is it? Together.
Unison.
Yeah. There you go.
That's a deer.
Yeah. That's venison. They're doing the, you know, the glow lights and all the Jinkos and all that stuff.
Oh, we had a girl that used to work here that was, like, into the EDM scene. She could do the lights.
I tell you what. And I felt, I outside of the people parking cars and maybe selling merch, I was probably one of the older people at this concert in Columbia, or Charlotte. It was an EDM concert.
It was an EMA
God
concert.
God bless America. Oh, Lord have mercy.
I mean,
what a spectacle. And you don't, here's the thing, if you're going as, like, you know, I mean, I enjoyed some of the music. I actually found some bands and stuff, or I don't know if you call them bands, if they just play keyboards and dance.
Oh.
And just being an observer. So you don't want to go and get too,
freaked up. You want to go and have a mild buzz, but you just want to watch the fashion.
You don't want to take a bunch of Millie or whatever it's called.
No. Molly. No, Millie. You don't want to do it. A Millie is what young Money gets.
They might have to remix this. I don't know if it would work or not, but
I hate that it didn't bring back that thought of the video, because I was like, God, when I hear it now, I think of those. You thought it was just this casual video that was being shot, and then they come and start dancing together and doing all their spinning arms. And you remember the way they would do this crap like this? It's like they were doing a fast Macarena. It was freaking weird, man.
All that glow paint.
Yeah. Golly.
Glitter.
Uh-oh. Let her cook. Oh. Let her cook. Oh. Okay. You got your apron? Thank God. Remix. This is some EDM plus.
It's giving me a headache.
This is what doing Millie's actually feels like.
Yeah.
Fat Boy had the off-brand.
He needs to stop.
No cook.
He was over there smoking some crook.
Mix master.
Oh, God. So Fat Boy's,
he's got the arms going.
This is why we need to be, I hate saying this every day.
Oh, my God, stop.
Fat Boy's doing his hands by his ears like he's a DJ now with his hands in the air.
Puts his headphones down like he's a real DJ.
It is really starting to give me a real bad headache.
I know. Stop.
Glorilla. I hear that freaking song all the time.
Let it cook.
Just on reels or whatever. I think it's in a couple commercials. No, like Instagram reels.
Oh, okay.
Reels with a Z. Yeah.
Coming up like on Celebrity Autopsy.
They thought the body wasn't found, but they found his toenail clipper, and that was all the DNA they needed.
What happened? He was actually taking a piss off of his yacht and then fell in the water, according to authorities.
That's true. You know what?
That's a police report, Mark.
I looked that up about Ghislaine.
Oh, Dan.
Dan?
That's terrible.
We're not even talking about the local connection she has to some storage units in the area.
No.
She does not.
Yes, she does.
Look into that.
Yeah.
That's when I stopped, when I was in the Epstein files.
No kidding. No kidding. That's where that control F comes in so handy. I'm not even joking.
Little cook.
I was like,
tell me anyone's name or address within 50 miles of me that shows up in the Epstein files. And I saw the same thing, and I'm like, Lord God. And
Lord have mercy.
The first thing I did was go to Facebook, and I'm like, let me see if I don't have a regular Facebook, first, but I wanted to see if any of them like follow my fan page. And then I like went and looked at their mutuals. I was like, do I know anybody that knows somebody that was on Epstein list? I didn't know, oddly enough. That's why it pays to keep a small inner circle. It really
does.
That's
what I do.
Yeah.
Shout out to you.
Robert Maxwell, when he disappeared in 1991, he was last seen urinating off the side of his yacht, as I said earlier. And it was shortly thereafter found out that he had a debt of around $1.2 billion because he had stolen the employee pension funds for the companies that he worked for.
So he got sniped, most likely, right?
No, I think he
didn't want to go to jail.
Yeah, he's I ain't saying he's still alive because that's been, 35 years, but... come on, man. It's more than just money when they say, we got off. They also got...
Real weird.
Jay-Z said, I got passports. I ain't ever going to jail.
That's right. He also said, I pull them out the hood, keep them looking good, but I don't blink and feed them. And designer has broads in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Panda.
Yeah. Panda.
That's
Panda.
Bad.
The way you know about Panda.
That's what you told me about that. It made me cry.
It's sick.
The eyes.
I only know about that because of these files and reading it.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah, the way he presented her, it was his daughter, but he showed her off like she was arm candy.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And, was pretty much pimping her out.
Yeah, but But anyway, he just owed a bunch of money and didn't want to either maybe get taken out. Who knows? I don't know about the wife. She was a She was a...
Oh, yeah, I don't remember much about her at all, because I've seen these documentaries.
Yeah, I have too. But and then, of course, and then he was the president of Macmillan that made 8 out of 10 books, school books in America. Oh, and then that whole thing was, of course, funded by the Rockefeller family. It's really interesting.
Keeping all the proofs.
Look up the education history in America post-Civil War. I mean, it's enlightening, but it's also like, wow, like it literally is just teaching you, you're learning stuff, but it's also teaching that principle of obey.
When is
deadlines, best in class.
All that could change. When does stuff become too old to teach? At some point, I hate saying this, in a couple generations, like World War II, that won't be taught. That'd be way too old at that point.
They probably won't use the word war in books. And they'll call them conflicts. Like, you know. I mean, again, the words, it's like countries. The country's names will change, but the regime will stay the same. I think it's kind of the way it always goes.
I think they'll always teach World War I or World War
II.
World War.
I don't know, man.
I said it too fast.
You sound like somebody slowly going down a roller coaster.
Definitely war.
Yeah.
I don't remember learning about the Korean War. That was borderline too old at that point. World War II definitely was the cutting off point. It skimmed World War I, but not a whole lot
about it. Yeah, nothing about, like, that was, at least for me, it was like 10 years later, or when I was in high school, it was like 10 years right after Iran-Contra. Didn't learn about any of that.
No.
I'll tell you what I learned about Vietnam. Two movies taught me about Vietnam. You want to guess? Literally more.
Wasn't Forrest Gump, because you were done at
that point. Actually, no.
Really?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. About the, I literally, when he kept saying, it kept raining, and I was like, and then I started looking into that, and I was like, oh, the cloud seeding.
Platoon. Yes. Was that one?
Yeah. Platoon, yes.
Platoon.
Yeah.
What a movie.
Yeah. And then the other movie taught me about Lord of the Flies. Is that the one? It's
about being on an island. About the island
that turns you into a savage.
That's the one where you turn into a fly, remember?
Yeah, well,
that was Jeff Goldblum. That was the fly.
It's like Animal Farm.
You're thinking of Lords of Dogtown.
The Sea Boys. Shout out, Powell and Peralta. Caballero.
Yeah.
Many others.
Damn it. What was the other thing we were going to we had several different notes here that we were going to get to.
That's
the good thing about it. I don't know if it's good or bad. We get in here. Actually keep notes in case the boss ever says, what are you guys doing? And we had all these ideas. I didn't get to tell you about my awful Amazon driver. I didn't get to I have a PSA for PAs that I was going to do today. PSA for PAs. And then
personal assistance?
Look at you.
Couple notes. You jog the memory. You can't really remember what they were.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Buddy.
And we got 20 minutes to decide what we're going to do with Stoneman's headphones, if anything. I thought about putting them in the freezer.
I'm out of that. You get in your own trouble in your own time.
Ah! Why are they so cold, you son of a bitch? I went to have an afternoon party and my cans are cold.
I know what we do. We hide the phone books and the stepladders.
You can't get the freezer to get them.
Hey, I didn't say that. You did.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love listeners. I really do. I love this.
Oh, yeah.
I love their interaction. Here's a topic for you guys. Would you stay and clean up after the UFC event at the White House house, to get free tickets to the event? No.
Probably not, no.
I tell you what, I ain't being a fortune teller or a soothsayer or nothing, but that's like, I hate to say it, that is like the last place on earth I would want to be. With all the commotion crowds. The crowd and the possibilities of things.
Plus, if you're going.
Which sucks because it's the 250, you know, like it's our, you know,
Which ain't really that big of a deal for some reason. On like a grand scale.
I mean, like, honest to God, no one out... It's weird, right? Like, no one outside of Trump really... Like, other politicians, yeah. I don't pay attention to that too much, but... Like, he's the only one saying, now granted, the new thing he's saying is he wants the Mint to come out with a $250 bill and put his face on it.
Like, I saw the coin. I didn't see about the bill.
No, so he's wanting a bill now.
His own bill so he can go down in history.
I mean, you know,
I understand.
I mean,
do you want to have a monument that looks like something in Egypt? Like Washington got?
No.
Looks like an eye. I mean, it is an obelisk.
Somebody would pee on her paint.
Or do you want
it?
Something that could be used to do drugs with or perhaps buy drugs
no.
with? No. Yeah, that's money.
And I wasn't alive, you know, during the 200th, but evidently people lost their spit over that one, but not the 250.
It's a much simpler time because it wasn't.
Good
you
times.
Know, that was on then, probably, that show, Dynamite. But, you know, the thing I go back to is it was a time when. I don't know. People want to blame it on like immigrants, but it really is just the downtrodden working man and woman that is just like, well, what's it doing yeah. for me kind of thing. I've been behind. You're just like standing behind an addict that keeps saying, I'll quit. All right.
When?
Well, I pledge to you that I will stand yep. behind you through and through till death do we part. But then that drug addict keeps slipping and embarrassing you. People are like, man, why are you still...
Like they're an addict for life.
Why are you still being an ally of that addict? Why are you Oof. Still... Well, I believe in it. I believe one day, you know, and it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. I'm proud as hell to be born here and glad I am. And... If that's privilege, then so be it.
Yeah, you don't want to give it up for. Like, you're not going to
no.
apologize for it. Either.
I mean, is it luck? I mean, okay, that's fine. Nobody's in the womb saying, "God, I hope I'm white." Oh, God, you don't know none of that stuff. You know, yeah. So it's very strange when that division comes out of basically thin air.
Plus, if you're going to that card, when are they vetting these people out? Like way before, right?
Well, and then there's the other lot where they're going to televise it for 100,000 people. So you won't be on the White House lawn. I have a tough time with it. Lawn.
Lawn.
Like when I talk into my phone, it puts long or loan, like a bank loan. When I talk about a yard, it says lawn. How do you like, say it? Lawn?
Yard? Lawn.
I don't say lawn.
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 You don't say it like that when you're yeah. just talking.
Yeah.
You would say my...
I would say yard, but if I said lawn, I'd say lawn, just like a lawn? Audio.
Lawn. Like my daughter Dog. Says home. I don't home. Know where that came from. I say home. I've always said home. Home. It's not Oklahoma. It's Oklahoma. Home, sweet home. Home, sweet home. Get out of here, British.
Potato, tornado, tomato.
It's weird.
So I got to tell myself when
I'm
I get
going
to...
home. I'm going to cut my lawn.
I'm going home to cut my lawn.
If I get too non-Southern, a little me pops up on the shoulder and says, potato, tomato, tornado. Say it now.
I want to say little you.
Tiny boy.
Make that page. Make fat boy a midget. Or a little person. Oh, sorry. I can't do that. It's probably what your AI would say.
I don't know what it's
Do you remember what yesterday was?
Yeah. I wrote a note down here. I was like, I can look at the clock and tell, it'd probably be a good place to do it if you want to do it.
We had a little outtakes yesterday. You know, when we do a promo, we got a big-ass TV in the studio.
And I also want to say that
so we just watch it.
A lot of shows... Paige, we're doing a live.
Anna Marie Cox still graduated, or she graduated again. Hillcrest, shout out.
She's over here FaceTiming people. I butt FaceTime people sometimes. I don't know why. I never FaceTime.
When you
sometimes.
Said butt, I don't know what he was going to say.
No, I butt face. Yeah. I'm not a butt facer. My hand to God, I don't, a lot of these shows will like do their bedded up bloopers, you know?
Yeah.
I don't do that.
No, this because sometimes I'll get you don't even know it's recording.
Because I can't see the screen from here, so I'll just think we're just watching the news on mute, and I'm just commenting on stuff, and then I'll get going doing the promo, and, you know, a word will come out wrong or whatever, and my first, you know, thing to do is to cuss real bad.
Or
Thank
sometimes
God we're not live then, you know?
We'll just watch the TV before we do the promo, but it's still recording.
Yeah.
So that's what happened yesterday.
What time are we going to do it? 7:25?
Yeah, we can do it there. Do.
Hey, it's Matt Man and Fat Boy, the Rise Guys. A weekday. Oh, Hey, hey, it's Matt Man and Fat Boy, the Rise Guys. A week later, God, dog. Glad you didn't bleep that.
He looks like a f***ed up Nick Jonas, don't he?
Wow.
He looks like Nick Jonas, pedophile.
He's like Nick Jonas. Which one? The one in the black?
Oh, yeah, on the left.
He's like Nick Jonas, Tony Hitchcliffe.
I wish we could leave this in the promo and then take a picture of that so people could see.
Tony Heathcliff.
Oh,
that's what my mom would have called him. I watched his roast, Tony Heathcliff.
Tony Heathcliff. He sat there and ate a f***ing lasagna, Matthew.
He looks like a skinny stone man.
He got a friend named Udi. Oh, God. Dude, that's not as good as this one, though. This is the all-time best.
All right, I'm going to make a note of that, too, real quick. Well, it was in good intentions. Okay. Contortionist. I don't know how to spell it. You are such a...
He's Ritalin.
Yeah. God dang it. You know the money that's she could rough. Make in pornography or just stripping? God, dog. She could, like, fart all over her head. She could take a right down the middle of her head right now. She could sit there and bite her toenails from behind.
Oh.
She could on her ponytail. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, my God. See, if I saw that in a dark room, I would think the devil was in her. Look at that. Like 14 guys could f her in those different friends at one time. God darn. Are you recording this?
Yes, sir. Every damn bit of it. Hang on a second.
It was a girl that was in town for the circus or something, and she was on TV, and she was all converted or whatever, contorted. She had her feet down by her head, and we were making dirty comments.
She was a contortionist for one of those little circuses they bring around.
Yes, yes. I don't think it was the Universal one. I think it was one of the other ones.
I meant to play this one. Is this the one? If it's not, I'll pull it back.
I'm glad you
Oh, look at them. They got money for TV? Oh, this is the one.
Lord, yeah.
Look at that. Well, I haven't been there in years. This is a local restaurant.
Looked like f***ing oven pizza. No, you know, like you make it home, frozen to where. Good Lord, that's cheap. Small portion, though. Look at that. Look at those dead-eyed f***ings. Dang, man. They look like they were zombies.
They've been up all night working, making it.
Look at that. Paige probably waxed that thing before they put it down.
This used to have a bush. A f***ing CPR dummy.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And then we do the promo.
Oh, my God, man. My God,
maybe that's
man.
What the pod should be, just reacting to what we see on TV.
I mean, yeah, but you'd have to be one of those, like, group. You know how, like, people will wrestling pay-per-views. You can go. You can't see their screen, but you can watch them react to the wrestling pay-per-view. And you know, they're essentially telling you what's happening live. But it's like, if we could just do that for, like, local TV, if we said, hey, guys, we're all going to watch this channel at 8 o'clock this morning and play along. And we just sit there and kind of, you know, we wouldn't have any advertisers after that segment because we, especially if they TV or advertised on the TV, it's just local restaurants on television. I am not a cinematographer, but I'll tell you this.
Nope.
I don't know what it is with the local TV cameras, but they make, and I've been to many of these restaurants, the food's good. Yep. But the way they video it, make it looks like dookie.
Well, the one really shocked us because they go behind the scenes and show you how they make the meals.
Yeah.
They boil the hot dogs.
Yeah, man.
Gross. This is a place you pay money. They boil them.
They should never have released that information.
It's like, what?
Never. And then the one sitting there showing you what their so-called special sauce was, I was like, my God. First off, I didn't know smoke came in liquid form.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.